That's right. This is the number one radio show for more than 25 years in a row. This heap of steaming garbage is right here. It's the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.
Some interesting follow-up emails to the woman who wrote in, been married for 30 years, wants to know about her heterosexual husband being on a web-based app, so it's not an app that you download, which we misunderstood in the beginning. It's all you're surfing the internet. If that's about gay hookups, and there's so many questions because there's such detail left out. Andrea wrote in with actually a very thought-provoking one that I don't have time to go into. I don't know if we will today. We might have to save it for tomorrow. But Nathan had this story from his experience, just kind of lighten things up so we can have a little fun and move on. I mean, hopefully lighten things up in some way. First of all, nice story, and then we get to the end of it. Nathan says, when I was married, I was using our new smart TV web browser. I don't remember the reason, but I was looking up Aston Martin cars, but the autofill switched my website to Ashley Madison, the website for cheaters.
Oh, no.
Now there's a bunch of people. What was that website again, Rob? I quickly closed that page and moved on. When I got home the next day, my wife confronted me about it. I told her what happened. I showed her that I only went to the homepage of that site and no further in, followed by the automotive website that I did explore. She believed me, and we moved on. So far, so good, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ironic, she turned out to be the cheater.
Oh! Damn.
Yep. Just from the maggots, 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 just from the maggots. I mean, they're the ones doing it, so they're looking for you to be doing it.
Oh, man, this whole conversation is taking me back to so many terrible exes.
If you are
oh, God, because that's what they would do. They make you feel like you're doing something wrong.
A maggot, and if you're listening to us, you are. Why you would subject yourself to this, I have no idea. I ask myself the same question every day. If you got jokes, email us, RED@radradio.com. Don't call. You can't tell jokes.
Sorry.
We start with any children that write in. We've got 14-year-old Athena leading us off.
Yay, Athena.
Having a zombie teenage daughter is a real chore because, of course, she rolls her eyes at me all the time being a teenager, and I have to keep picking them up and giving them back to her.
Am I not brains?
From 10-year-old Lily.
Oh, hey, sweet Lily.
Which fruits love beverages the most?
Which?
Strawberries.
Are you smoking a joint
there? Nice. That's Adrian kind of strong.
Oh, okay.
That's what I
gotcha.
Thought, too. I'm like, this is kid joke time. What are we doing? And Rob, of all people, he hasn't even done that.
I also don't drink out of straws, so I wouldn't
that's
notice.
True.
I wouldn't know how to use a straw.
Rob, you're supposed to use both hands, just like this.
Oh, yeah. And that's exactly why. That's why I don't eat bananas.
Oh, man.
Don't want anything phallic in my mouth. Hot dogs in private only. Things like
what about
that.
Popsicles?
Nope. Not in public. Jessica says, hey, I'm a toxic guy from the 70s. Leave me alone. Jessica's Lily's mom, and this is Lily's other joke. Sorry. What an inappropriate conversation.
Yeah,
Lily's
sorry.
Jokes.
Kids jokes.
Brandon, God damn it. You started all that. What do you say when you get, how ironic. What do you say when you get bananas for your birthday?
What?
Thanks a bunch.
I'll be a dumb bunch.
I say, what do you think, I'm gay?
No, you just look like you got a cramp.
All right, Big D has today's submission of dad jokes. There's a lot of layers. Go back, folks, and listen to that last, 2 minutes to really get everything in there.
Oh, no.
All right, dad jokes from Big D. What do you call someone attracted to people with strong upper arms?
What?
Bisexuals.
Yo, yo.
I went to a seafood disco last week, and I pulled a muscle. What do you call an artist who cannot remember something?
What?
A guy who's drawing a blank. Remember, Ramon is going every other day with the fat Rob jokes, so he takes today off. But Wendy still has a few jokes to mock me about my fatness after gaining
go Wendy.
5 pounds in 3 weeks. I check in again tomorrow, so I'll have a poundage update for you, although the appetite has diminished greatly.
No more fun.
So we'll see. We'll see. So it's all fun today.
Nah.
Yeah, but no, it's not fun. It's... You don't have any stories of everything you ate last night, do you?
No, I had a piece of pizza.
Oh, my. Slow down, fella.
Barely any snacks during the day.
The licking plate. You didn't lick the pizza box?
No.
Do you equate a piece of pizza to a whole pizza because it's not cut?
No. I'm sorry. You know I would tell you the truth. You know I would.
Just folds the whole large.
See, not fun anymore.
Well, I'll read her jokes anyways because they might be even less fun here in a few days. I don't know. Rob's six-pack is very precious to him, which is why he covers it with a layer of fat.
Nothing one wrong layer. With that.
Rob's in shape. Unfortunately, it's the wrong one. It's a circle.
Oblong. Round is a shape.
Rob keeps trying to lose weight, and it keeps finding him. That's not funny because I'm not trying to lose weight. So, I don't know.
Oh, God, he just will. It'll just happen.
If I need to, sure.
Oh, God, stop talking.
Christina?
Christina, is that you? Mom, is that you?
Career, is that you?
And just stop talking. Alan has these jokes. After my son's team won the soccer tournament, the goalkeeper invited the two of us for a party. It was the father, the son, and the goalie host.
Nice.
That's cute.
Did you hear about the cat that ate a lemon? Now it's a sourpuss. Yeah, I've had a few of those.
Oh,
drink more water.
I found a these are from Lance. Sorry. I found a bundle of dollar bills in the street. As a devout Christian, I asked myself, what would Jesus do? So I walked into the liquor store and I turned it into wine. Hear about the new drink called Karen. It's an aged white wine.
I speak to your manager, please.
Oh, God.
There's a black person with a camera outside.
This Karen is bitter.
Yeah, It has notes of bitterness, sadness. All right, these are from Brody. I came home last night to find a wild coyote on my front porch. Kind of my fault. I did order a package from Acme.
That's cute.
Yeah, you got to know Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm. Got to be old.
What did the 12 disciples say when they realized their nachos were dry?
What?
Jesus Christ! That's just adorable.
Oh, man. If they use Cheez-Its for communion?
You might actually go.
I'd go back to Mass.
No, you wouldn't. Two rednecks are talking to each other, and redneck number one says, I finally had sex with my cousin the other night.
Oh.
Redneck number two says, oh, yeah, how was it? And the first redneck says, it was... relatively good.
Tastes like home.
Almost as good as mama's.
Yeah, it's comfort food.
Right? Isn't the cousin's kind of the starter set if you're living that lifestyle, aren't
what?
You? If you have jokes, it's RAD at radradio.com. That was an interesting segment. We're going to play the pressure cooker right now. Well, I mean, cousin, that's nothing like the sister and the mom. And
It's a little watered down.
We've got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. You win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing Friday morning to be upgraded to the front row. Pressure Cooker is our daily trivia game that we play every single day, although we don't get a winner every single day.
You sure don't.
It's trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You don't.
5 right, 30 seconds. None of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811. Caller 18 plays the Pressure Cooker.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.